to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
As we continue our journey through the wonderful book of Acts, today we come to chapter 17. And again, we're going to listen to the recording of all 34 verses from Faith Comes by Hearing of Acts 17.
Acts 17. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying,
"This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ."
And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women. But the Jews were jealous, and taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting,
"These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also, and Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus."
And the people and the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things. And when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them therefore believed, with not a few Greek women of high standing as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was proclaimed by Paul, at Berea also they came there too, agitating and stirring up the crowds. Then the brothers immediately sent Paul off on his way to the sea, but Silas and Timothy remained there. Those who conducted Paul brought him as far as Athens, and after receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him as soon as possible, they departed. Now while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him, and some said,
"What does this babbler wish to say?"
Others said,
"He seems to be a preacher of foreign divinities."
Because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying,
"May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting?
For you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean."
Now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said,
"Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you: the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
Now when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, but others said,
"We will hear you again about this."
So Paul went out from their midst, but some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysius the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them.
Now this is a great chapter for the Ezra Project. Beginning in verse 2, Paul reasons with them from the Scriptures. He used the Bible to verify his proclamation that, quote, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ." How are you doing? Can you reason from the Scriptures to defend that Jesus is the Christ in your own life and in the lives of the people around you? Paul knew the Scriptures because obviously he spent time in the Scriptures, and that would be the same for us. If we're going to know the Scriptures, we need to spend time in the Scriptures. That's why I said chapter 17 is a great chapter for the Ezra Project. As Paul proclaimed this gospel, it does cause some to believe and some not to believe. In fact, some get very angry as we preach Jesus, don't they? I'm not sure it was any more popular for Paul to preach Jesus than it is for us today. But I never see Paul back down, do you? The gospel still turns the world upside down. Hallelujah. So Paul gets run out of town again, and he ends up in Berea. I just have to read these verses here about Berea, because again, this is a great Ezra Project message. And again, the Ezra Project's purpose is to connect God's people to God's word. That's our mission. And so in verse 11 it says, "Now these Jews in Berea were more notable than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so." And that's the mission of the Ezra Project, to encourage you to examine the Scriptures daily, whether it's via these podcasts or having the Bible on your lap or in your own quiet time. I encourage you, the Word of God even encourages you, to examine the Scriptures daily. And I love what my ESV Study Bible footnote says on chapter 17. It says, "By commending this activity, Luke encourages this searching of the Scriptures as a pattern for all believers and also gives support to the doctrine of the clarity of Scripture, the idea that the Bible can be understood rightly, not only by scholars, but also by ordinary people who read it eagerly and diligently with conscious dependence on God for help." You see, that's all I am. I'm an ordinary person. I'm not a theologian. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. I'm a layman. I'm just a common guy who reads the Bible, who examines the Scriptures daily and tries to understand what God is trying to tell me, what God is speaking to my heart. And I thank you for being concerned enough to listen to these Ad Bible podcasts yourself, so you too can examine the Scriptures daily like these Bereans and understand what these things mean and if these things are so. But just don't take my word for it. Examine the Scriptures yourself. Join a church. Be under the authority of a pastor, someone who has some scholarly wisdom about these things. I like to do that. I like to attend a church where there's good Bible teaching so that I can verify the things that I read in the Scriptures myself. Receive the Word with all eagerness. Examine the Scriptures daily to see if these things are so. Verse 11 reminds us of that again, and I love that passage, and I hope you do too. The next stop on Paul's journey is Athens, Greece. There, it says in verse 16, and his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. Terry and I had a chance to go to Athens, Greece once and stand where Paul preaches this message. And I can tell you, it's intimidating to see those ancient ruins of those ancient temples and structures to false gods, all that idol worship. And I've stood on that hill, that little hill, Mars Hill, and I thought, man, I don't think I could do what Paul did, preach about the unknown God to these people who worship all these other kinds of idols. So just from my visit to Athens, I admire Paul so much for his boldness in finding a way to preach Jesus virtually everywhere he went. So I conclude this wonderful chapter with this thought to ponder today. And that's, are you examining the Scriptures daily? I pray you make it a habit to examine the Scriptures each day, either through these podcasts or by putting your own Bible on your lap and examining the Scriptures. Father, we thank you for the Scriptures. We thank you that we can reason through the Scriptures, that you give us the Scriptures, that we can see Christianity, we can see Jesus, we can understand our faith because you cared enough for us to give us your Word. Lord, help us, direct us, guide us to spend time in your Word each and every day. Holy Spirit, teach us as we do. We thank you in Jesus' name for the Word of God. Amen.